is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. On this Memorial Day weekend, a Vietnam veteran is doing his part to remind us what the holiday is about. The story from WECP-TV reporter J.T. Lynch in Bay County, Florida.
James Leeson, whose friends call him Jim, is now in his 80s. But at one point, he was a 19-year-old on his way to Vietnam.
I was fortunate in a way that I went to Vietnam with a group of guys. We trained together in Hawaii and then went to Vietnam. Together.
Over the course of his time in Vietnam, Leeson would lose 22 of his friends. What started 15 years ago with just a pair of boots, a gun, and a helmet has grown into a strong reminder of those lost.
And those crosses out front have the names of those 22 guys on it.
President Trump says during a phone conversation with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, he agreed to delay the implementation of 50% tariffs on EU goods.
We had a very nice call, and I agreed to move it. I believe July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that, and that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
The Justice Department and Harvard University are heading back to the courtroom this week to do battle over President Trump's order barring students from other countries from studying at the school. The story from CBS's Willie James Inman.
Posting on Truth Social, we want to know who those foreign students are. A reasonable request since we give Harvard billions of dollars. The executive action was temporarily blocked by a federal judge late last week, with a hearing set for this Thursday.
Legislation requiring public schools to post the Ten Commandments in every classroom has now been approved by the Texas House and Senate. The story from KRLD Radio's Chris Fox.
Texas State House Republicans passed Senate Bill 10 by a vote of 82 to 46. State Senator Phil King authored it.
We want kids to see that there are certain standards for morality. We want them to see that every day when they walk in that classroom.
House Democrats unsuccessfully argued that posting the Ten Commandments violates the separation of church and state. Democratic State Rep. Vincent Perez.
It risks promoting one religion over others, something our Constitution forbids.
A federal judge has blocked a similar law from going into effect in Louisiana. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Dozens of people have been hurt in at least three reported shootings in Colorado, Tennessee, and South Carolina. In Little River, South Carolina, 20 miles northeast of Myrtle Beach, at least 11 people were transported to the hospital. Police say it was an isolated incident. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
The Broadway show Good Night and Good Luck has become a critical and financial success.
That was the standing ovation for George Clooney's Broadway debut and fellow cast members on opening night. And the applause has not stopped since April. The show depicting Murrow's conflict with Senator Joe McCarthy recently became the first play in Broadway history to gross $4 million in a single week. Clark Gregg, who portrays former CBS newscaster Don Hollenbeck, says he thinks the show is resonating with audiences because of what he views as parallels between the political climate of today and the 1950s.
The minute we got it into a Broadway theater and people started to come, you could feel these palpable reactions.
The show sells out every night. Best ticket availability is weekdays until the final performance on June 8th. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
CNN will air a performance live on June 7th. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some late day showers, 58. Some heavy rain, a half inch or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Can't go on. To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Baby, please go away. she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her anymore.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would without you.
Beautiful.
no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Just the right sound that could make you hear
make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe.
Just wait and see. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. War, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. War, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the most to hell with hate, come on, get on. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Local news and time.
stuck on my windscreen.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
These eyes
Stay. say. We're gonna keep our love on this way. But if they break us up, you know we're gonna break my heart.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump is lashing out at Russian President Putin.
I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
The BBC's James Waterhouse says the president's comments came after that deadly Russian drone strike over the weekend.
It's been a very difficult weekend for Kyiv and dozens of other towns and cities across Ukraine. The air defenses were once again going last night with air raid sirens as Russia continues to try and terrorize populations, but also slowly they are advancing in the east in a war that is not going Ukraine's way.
The president also said he spoke with the head of the European Union this weekend and has decided to delay the 50% tariff.